left, we see a hill. This hill here just behind the buses, this is called Sakigiri Parvat, or the Hill of the Sakis, the girlfriends of Radharani. And if you look carefully, on our right-hand side, there's a little shrine with a flag about halfway down on the right side. Can you see that? That is called the Chitra Vichitra Shila. One time, Srimati Radharani performed a wedding ceremony for Lalita and Krishna. This was done when Krishna was 7. And Radharani, when she was performing the ceremony, she became so ecstatic. The veil fell off her head. She wasn't wearing a sari, but she had like a skirt on with a separate piece of cloth over her head. So that cloth fell on the rock there. And the cloth was in such ecstasy that the rock melted. And if you go there, some of us were there a little while ago, if you go there you will see in the rock the pattern of Radharani's sari. You can see it in the rock. There's also there, we also went there earlier, you can see there's a building on top of the hill. Just in front of that building, maybe about 40 or 50 meters, is the Chapan Katora. These are natural holes in the rock. Many little natural holes, like bowls. And Krishna, with the cowherd boys, he would sit and have his lunch and eat his lunch from the bowls. Some bigger bowls would have sabji or dal or rice. There's lots of little holes. They had many different chutneys. They had tomato chutney, apple chutney, chili chutney, and different chutneys. Then we come around further to the left. In front of us, we can see there's these sheep being driven to our right. And just behind them is a little temple. Just behind that are some trees. Just here. So in amongst those trees is the Bhajan Kutia and Samadhi of Narayan Bhatta Goswami. Narayan Bhatta Goswami was a follower of the 6 Goswamis. And after they left this world, he continued their work. He continued going around Vrajmandala, finding the different places of pastimes which had been lost. So inside there's his Bhajan Kutia. It's a cave in the ground. And his Samadhi. Then coming around a little further to the left, in the middle of the field, is that well. You can see that well, round structure with a square hole in the middle. This is called, what is this called now? What's well in Hindi? Kua, gua, kuha. What's this called? This is called something or other, kuha. Anyway, Krishna, one time, he was here herding the cows with the cowherd boys. The cowherd boys were very thirsty. So Krishna, well, not just thirsty, they were very hungry. They said, we need some yogurt. Krishna came to this well. He turned all the water into yogurt. And they say on a full moon night, the water turns to yogurt. Then coming around to the left again, you can see there's a temple right across to the left on the edge of the town. That is the temple of Lord Balaram. Revati Balaram temple. In there the deity of Krishna is black. The deity of Balaram is black. He's so absorbed in thinking of Krishna, he has become black. And then again, now in between the temple and Narayan Bhatta Goswami's area, in the middle here, if we look into the distance, you see, through the mist, on top of the hill, there is a temple. That is Vaishana. That is the temple of Srimati Radharani. Then, if we come around to the right, a little, sort of over the top of the well, so Radharani's temple is to the left of the well, kind of over the top of the well, you can see there's another temple. Can you see that? Also very big, not so high. That is the Jaipur temple. We will be going there shortly. Then if we go to the right again, you'll see the hill goes along, then suddenly it drops a little, and it goes up again. But where it drops a little, there's a temple there, you can hardly make it out. That is Morkutia, the temple of the peacocks. We'll be going there also. Then coming further to the right, over the top of the trees, where the hill goes back up again, that is another temple. It's called Mankutia. And if we have time, I don't know if we will, but if we do, we will go there. But we will see it. And these are four of the hills of Varshana, where those four temples are. Radharani's temple, Jaipur temple, Morkutia, and then Mankutia, where it goes up again. These are four of the five hills of Varshana. These four are the four heads of Lord Brahma. We'll explain more about that when we get there. And then, although you cannot really see, but sort of, you see where those buffalo are over there to the right in the middle of the field. Kind of straight past them, just a couple of kilometers, is the village of Sunera. Sunera is the village of Sudevi. She's another one of the Astasakis. And just sort of straight through from there, another couple of kilometers, is Kadamba Kandi, one of the last great Kadamba forests of Vrindavan. Not so great. There's about 30 or 40 Kadamba trees there. Very beautiful, peaceful place. Srimati Lalita Devi Ki. So now, we all know that we're not our bodies, we're all spirit souls. So, therefore, eating, sleeping, these things are not so important. To help us appreciate this important point, breakfast is late. But we will carry on. Any mad? There's prasada. We will simply drink the subject matters of Krishna and Radharani. We will maintain our lives in that way. So now, you can have your darshan if you didn't already, and then we'll go down to the buses. And we'll go to Varshana. Shri Varshana Dham ki. Shrimati Radharani ki.